God is good. Amen. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom, and the joy of the Lord is our... Are you full of joy? If you're not, there's something wrong. Hallelujah. What have you touched that brought contamination? Oh, hallelujah. What have you agreed with? You know, right now there's so many things going on, and it's today is the 31st of October. And today, Israel, it's the last day of Israel's bondage. Israel will be a free nation. The corporation being dissolved for Israel. They will no longer be under the control of corporate. They will be an independent nation from all corporate bondages. And the battle continues just like the United States is free from the United States Corporation, which was dissolved when Trump took office. Now we are a republic. So the Federal Reserve will be dismantled. There'll be just the Treasury. Everything is going to change. It's already begun. Currency will change. Artificial intelligence will continue to expand. Technology will increase. And God's children will become more and more light as darkness continues to roam the world. But the enemy doesn't give up. He'll continue to battle. He'll continue to attack, and he'll continue to deceive. And there will be those individuals called end-time fools. They're fools. Everyone say fool. What's an end-time fool? It's one that's deficient in judgment. Ooh. Deceived and tricked. They're void of understanding God's times and seasons. To be blunt, they're idiots and morons and stupid. And they're Democrats. No. Let's be blunt. They're anti-Christ and anti-Trump individuals. They're end-time fools. They have seared consciences, and there is no fear of God in them. They proclaim to have God's fear, but they don't. These are end-time fools. The Bible talks about it in Timothy. It said they'll be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, boasters, and so forth. Those are fools. In Psalm 14, verse 1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand and who seek God. They have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is none who does good. No, not one. If all workers of iniquity, no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call on the Lord. There they are in great fear, for God is with the generation of the righteous. You shame the counsel of the poor, but the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that salvation of Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord brings back the captivity of his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. Now, the captivity of the Jews have been returned. They have been returning to their homeland for multiple years. In fact, we have bought plane tickets for many Jews from other countries that they may return home ever since the Berlin walls came down and so forth. And they've been returning home for multiple years now. But we see the attack against Israel because it's fulfillment of end time prophecy. Those are fools that attack Israel. You'd have to be an idiot to attack Israel, God's hand. But God is allowing certain things to happen because judgment is in Israel. Israel will be judged by God Almighty. He's exposing all the deep state regimes and all those who hold seats and positions of the political, governmental, and military, and all the wealthy bankers. He's exposing them all. Thousands of banks are closing right now all over the world. There are people who can't even get their money out of their accounts. If you got a 401k, I encourage you. I'm not a financial whatever, but I'm telling you, don't be a fool. U.S. currency will decrease at least 30% here shortly. Don't be a fool. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Amen. Buy tangible, buy tangible, buy tangible, buy tangible. Don't be a fool. Hallelujah. Things are going to change. They will never be the same. Never. Never. And God's allowing that. Why? Because he's bringing a new thing. He's cleansing the earth. He's exposing the wickedness. And he's going to come full blast right through the body before he comes physically. Amen? So it's our responsibility in the area of intercession and to, it's our prayers. Angels wait for us to speak every day, to move on behalf of the voice of God in the voice of God's children. Every day he waits. They wait to go. They're excited about when you begin the prayer. They jump for joy. They probably do backflips and all kinds of stuff. They're just waiting. But so many people are so caught up in themselves and their emotions, and they don't allow themselves to pray. If you got to drink 2 cups of coffee, go for it. Coffee with Jesus. Amen? Start praying in tongues. That's the best thing I can tell you. You get up in the morning and start praying in tongues. Why? Because it stirs you up. Amen? You got to get up before you get down. Hallelujah. End time idiots. I mean fools. I don't have any Democratic friends, so I'm okay. Well, I do. I guess I have some relatives, but, you know. But they're not friends, really. Galatians 3, verse 1. Oh, foolish. Oh, idiot Galatians. Who has bewitched you? Oh, who has what? Who has deceived you that you become a fool? Why have you touched and agreed what they said? Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ is clearly portrayed among you as crucified. This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, stupid, having begun in the Spirit, and are you now being made what? Perfect in the flesh. Oh, that is so powerful. Fools, easily bewitched, step out of the Spirit. Now they're being trying to make themselves perfect by their own works of the flesh. Hello. Let me share something with you. God is not looking for individuals that are perfect. He's looking for individuals that are pure. That are what? Pure. Your perfection means nothing to God. We're already perfect in Him, but out of Him, we're nothing. Amen? But you see, so many people trying to perfect themselves to earn God's favor. No, ain't gonna work. He's looking for purity, a pure heart, pure motives and desires. He's looking for pure, not perfect. Amen? See, a fool won't discern that. A fool can't discern that. A fool justifies itself on its works. Oh, God, look what I've done. But they don't say that. Look what I've done. They're just but they're going to promote themselves in their works. They might not say it, but they'll still promote themselves. Many have gone back and perfecting their own flesh and walked out of the Spirit of God. 2 John chapter 1 and verse 7, please. For many deceivers have what? Gone into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. These are deceivers and antichrist. Hello? How many people do you know don't believe that Jesus came in the world? Look at all of them. Look at all those who mock God. Hollywood. Political, other religions that mock God, comedians that mock God. I've seen a few of them fall right there and there and die. Boom. He says, look to yourselves that we do not lose those things we worked for, but that we may receive a what? Full reward. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. There it is. There's your answer. You know anyone who claims to be a Christian but is not walking according to the Word? They don't have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. This is so vitally important. Because of what? End time fools. Don't get sucked into that. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house, nor greet him. For he who greets him shares in his evil deeds. They come knocking at my door, praying tongues, believing the only thing you'll see is the bottom of their feet. They go. These are deceivers. These deceivers are fools. They come and want to put their demonic religion on you. They want to deceive you in their traditions of men, claiming that they've had visitations from angels. Well, let me tell you, visitations of angels isn't enough. You need a visitation from God Almighty. Hello. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. Let's speak it. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from the unrighteousness, all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Wow. God is light, and in him there is no darkness. Fools walk in darkness. Amen? Fools are full of pride. The Bible says pride goes before what? fall. I'm okay. You're becoming a fool. Ain't nobody okay. I'm not okay. Does everybody get it? The moment you think you're okay, you're a fool. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. Beloved, I now write to you this second epistle, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of reminder. He's stirring up the pure mind and hoping to deny the carnal mind. That you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that scoffers or fools will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts or desires, saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. People are still saying that. Oh, really? When's the rapture? Don't be concerned about the rapture. Make sure you stay in position. Keep your focus on Jesus, not an event. For this they willfully forget that by the word of God the heavens were of old and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water. But the heavens and the earth which are now preserved by the same word are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, don't forget this one thing. That with the Lord, one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. In other words, that's cleansing through the blood. Stirring up your mind, a pure heart. Let me tell you, a pure heart and a pure mind will avoid end-time foolishness. James chapter 3 and verse 13. Who is what? Wise and understanding among you. Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. Why? You're becoming a fool. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is what? Earthly, sensual, and demonic. So this is foolish wisdom. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. It doesn't mean it's going to be manifested, but it means it has access. Evil has access in those areas. But the wisdom that is from above is first what? Pure. Then peaceable. Gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. For the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Wow. Fool's wisdom is earthly, sensual, and demonic. 2 Timothy 2, verse 20. It says, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a what? A pure heart. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach and patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. Those are fools. Fools are dishonored. They dishonor but righteousness is honored. A fool is what? Dishonored. But those who are righteous are honored. And Proverbs 30 in verse 5. Every word of God is what? Every word of God is what? Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar. Two things I request of you. Deprive me not before I die. Remove falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food allotted to me, lest I be full and deny you, and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God. What a prayer request. Most people are praying, Lord, give me, give me, give me. This guy's saying, remove from me all of these things. Please remove from me. Remove from me all foolishness, all foolish desires. Philippians 4, verse 8 and 9. Finally, my brethren, whatever things are what? True. Whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good, report. If there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate or focus on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. It doesn't mean everything's going to work out according to what you assumed. Amen. But don't step over, how can I say this? Don't step over the boundary of time that God has prepared for something to be accomplished. Sometimes that's why it says wait on the Lord. So many times people are trying to rush through something and then they end up making a mistake. So don't overstep your boundary of time when doing something because it will bring confusion. And you'll think things worse before they're better. Amen? Focus on the pure, not perfect. Come on. Focus on the what? The pure, not perfect. Oh, hallelujah. Psalm 24. God will not give us a blueprint of life. He ain't going to do it. And he won't even give you a blueprint of that day. He'll give you a blueprint of your first few steps. Then he says, trust. I'll unfold it as we continue on. 24:3, let's speak it. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He who has what? Clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to a what? An idol, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who what? Seek him and who seek your face. Clean hands and a what? Pure heart. Let's go to Titus, verse 10. End time fools. They do not discern times or seasons, unable to. They're caught up too much in their life. Hallelujah. In verse 10, let's speak it. For there are many insubordinate, both idle talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole households, teaching things which they ought not, for the sake of dishonest gain. One of them, a prophet of their own, said, Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons. This testimony is true, therefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men who turn from the truth. To the pure, all things are pure. But to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. But even their mind and conscience are defiled. They profess to know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable, disobedient, and disqualified for every good work. Why? Because they are fools. They're what? Fools. Disqualified for good works. Carry no fear of God. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17. Therefore come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Don't touch what is unclean, and I'll receive you. In other words, don't agree with the things that cause you to be a fool. I will be a father to you, and you should be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us what? Cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness, which is also known as pureness, in the fear of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. For the message of the cross is what? Foolishness to those who are what? Perishing. What is the message of the cross? It's written in the Bible. Amen? So those who refuse to read the Bible, to learn, they're perishing. Why? Because to them, it's foolishness. Oh, I don't need to read the Bible. I'm fine. It's a manual. Amen? In fact, it's a manual to heaven. It's not the manual to hell. It's a manual to heaven, but it also tells you there is a way to hell if there's a place that way you want to go. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise and where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified. To the Jews, a stumbling block. To the Greeks, foolishness. For those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen. And the things which are not to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. But of Him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that it is written, He who glories, let him glory in the Lord. And one who doesn't glory in the Lord is a fool. Is a what? Fool. We see that there's end time fools globally. They're being exposed all over the world, aren't they? Fools. Undiscerning. Taken captive in the mind by the enemy. You know, I see on YouTube the zombies in the Democratic cities, the homeless. They're addicted. They've turned into zombies. They can't even stand or walk. They're passed out on the ground. It's terrible. My heart aches for them. And the wealthy get wealthier in those places, and the poor get poorer. And they try to just push them to the side by providing them with clean needles, like it's going to do something when they're shooting Ajax in their veins. They don't care. The less people they need to take care of, the better. This is the wickedness of fools. And we have a prayer before us tonight that I would like us to pray together. I know you've prayed this before, but we want to come in agreement tonight, especially this evening. You know, I don't know if you noticed or not, but there's not so many trick-or-treaters out. When I was a kid, they were everywhere. Of course, I was one of them. I didn't know any different. But I think some families have awoken or awakened. They don't trust anything anymore. I mean, I saw two families out today on my way here. That was it. Thank God. I'd say about 90% of the families have no longer involved in it, which is good. And Christians who proclaim to be Christians shouldn't be involved in Halloween anyways. It's the most satanic ritual day of the year. So they offer up children, sacrifice them, and open portals for the release of demonic activity into this realm. Those are fools that don't have understanding. Those are fools that practice such wickedness and don't even know. They're idiots and stupid. Let's pray this prayer. Let's speak it together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we not only need your presence, power, and truth, but also your divine intervention. We ask that to you to intervene on behalf of every individual in every country, nation, continent, island, zip code, area code, globally, on earth and on the planets, moons, and dimensional folds that have and are contemplating abortion, suicide, backsliding, murder, adultery, and those who are dying and headed on the way to hell. We ask that you intervene with those who have been taken captive by the spirits of homosexuality, lesbian, transgenderism, rebellion, perversity, antichrist, false religions and doctrines of demons, the prince of power of air, the mind control, and those abducted for satanic rituals, sexual abuse, inhumane acts, and those who are falsely imprisoned, caged, and those who are falsely accused, and those who are practicing Halloween. Man, you know, when I first saw a transgender, I thought that they were celebrating the wrong day. They look like Halloweenies. Next one. We ask that you release your angels, military, militia, warring angels, aggressive anointing, white hats, warriors, and destructive fire to every location mentioned and not mentioned because you see it all. We ask that you drive out all these demonic spirits from every human host, from the body of Christ, from Israel, Jerusalem, from the United States, and every voter and promoter of Jesus Christ and Donald Trump, from every location to the pit, pulling down all principalities and powers of darkness to the pit. Lord, we ask that you destroy all evil operations of artificial intelligence, computers, airways, climate control, earthquakes, pharmaceutical, government, human smuggling, media, music, Hollywood, Federal Reserve, banks and bankers, the White House, the Capitol, the Senate and Congress, the Pentagon, CERN, governmental agencies, casting all these the individuals that are corrupt with these regimes of corruption into prison, releasing those taken captive physically and mentally into the hands of the righteous for healing, deliverance, and a sevenfold vindication, and the release of the wealth of the wicked in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for your immediate response to you being all glory, establishing your kingdom in all these locations. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. I encourage you to pray this prayer every day. We need to kick some butt. Remove these demonic spirits from the face of the earth and from the heavenlies to the pit. And remove these fools that hold seats and positions of authority into the prison. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word and for allowing us to intervene. And we thank you for your divine intervention. Lord, we promise to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Keep us restored, refreshed, and stirred up for your glory in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Hallelujah.